traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Bro, I am not so sure my head won't pop off. Are you crazy? Do you see that vein in your forehead? That's filled with nut right now. It is filled with all of your ejaculated nut, dude.
I looked over at Mike's notes.
He has one sentence on a Microsoft Word document. That's it. Those are his notes for this episode. It says, "What do you look for in a girl?" Glad you came prepared, Mike. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Ooh. Guys, I mean it when I say this. We are about to hit 2 million subscribers.
Yeah. Yo, this sounds real.
Yeah, finally we're tracking up the charts. And so hit that subscribe button. We're excited. We like these podcasts. We like making them, and we like talking at length about random shit. Like, Mike, what do you look for in a girl?
What do you look for in a girl?
Let me ask you, why'd you write that? Because you have a girl. Does she have the qualities that you look for?
100%.
Yeah, all of them.
But today, we won't be talking about me. So, at all.
So, you guys, if you've watched Impulsive before, Mike, I mean, Mike's, well, you can be loud, you can be boisterous, but also you have a lot of good points, and you're deceptively intelligent, which is one of my favorite traits about you.
I'm deceiving everybody lately, dude.
Yeah. So okay. So this is what happens.
That's a good example, Mike.
To not talk. Because I mean, you've been reaming his butthole in the
just
comments.
Just up my ass, dude.
It's so much so that his mom called him. Good old Robin called Mike. She watched every podcast. Hi, Robin. She goes,
Mike, you gotta stop talking, Mike.
The fans are mad at you. And I went to the doctor. Verbiositis, they call it. Actually, an actual diagnosed syndrome. Verbiositis, the inability to stop talking.
Is that a thing?
Yes. And so I've been diagnosed with an actual medical condition.
That was just only one of them, though, right?
Oh no, of many.
Okay.
But verbiositis is the lead one, and it's a medical condition. And actually, the reason I'm bringing it up today is I'd like to raise some awareness for it and have people stop verb shaming so much.
So I can't tell if Mike is playing the victim card to receive some sort of pity.
No.
That's verbiositis.
Yeah, verbiositis. Yeah.
Just letting the world know. He'll take care of it.
Can't stop talking.
Mike's mom said she does it too, though. So it is genetic. So definitely. I mean, maybe she has verbiositis too. She goes.
You gotta stop talking. You gotta stop talking.
I do it too. How many friends does Robin have?
She got a
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Put 'em out. Auntie Annie, Auntie Cindy. Do you guys have that too in your like families where if your mom's friends with somebody, they're automatically your aunt?
Yes.
Your Auntie Annie, your Auntie Cindy's coming over. She's got a couple really good friends from her childhood.
As we know, I don't think we've said this yet. I hope I can, but Manager Jeff is pregnant. Well, he's not. His girlfriend is. Manager Jeff finally is going to be having a young baby Jeff. Congratulations, wow. Jeff and Hannah.
Yep.
And
JJ,
yeah. And so on that note, I'm going to be Uncle Logan. You're going to be Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike.
You're going to be Uncle Mac. It doesn't have to be a blood thing. You know what I'm fascinated by is like depending on like culture and your family and where you guys are from, your ethnicity, like you said
auntie.
I say aunt. Some people call their grandpas like Baba. What do you call your grandma? Like Gagugu?
My grandma's my grandma and my Nana.
Oh, I see Nana. Like I've heard like That's Gaggy good. Before.
There's some That's people wrong. Have weird words. Some people have weird words.
Yeah.
What's GP's? G-Paw, right? Or
When my dad is a grandpa? Yeah. I'm still working on that because the things I look for in a girl I haven't found yet. So I haven't been able to plant my precious seed in a woman that I love and provide a grandchild for my father and my mother.
One. I got one.
You got a girl for me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Grandpa.
That's good. That's strong.
GP, I know you're listening. You're going to be known as Grandpa. What?
We were talking earlier about like things that happened. First thing we could talk about is bus thing, like the lineage of strong bus men in your family. Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
I totally forgot. It's been a while. It's been a long weekend.
If you're going to be a podcast host, you can't be forgetting the things we talked about.
That's just part of the game.
You can. You just might not be super effective.
Yeah.
Like someone with verbositis.
That's okay. Do you like use your memories through your words sometimes?
Dude, I use everything through my words.
That makes sense.
What do you look for in a girl?
Me?
The reason why I was thinking was just because I've noticed lately that you had called it the year of the girlfriend, and you are somehow the only person that doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yo, like, all my friends got wives.
I have one. Jake has one.
I don't know.
Who else?
Yeah, you don't count, bro. Oh. Actually, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Who?
You had that one girl. The one?
No.
The nomad. The vagabond. The homeless girl.
Nah, she's just traveling. She's traveling.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Sure. Nah, but dude, I don't know why. I manifested it for everyone but myself. Actually, I do know why. My expectations are too high. And so I'm at an age where I refuse to compromise. Like, for everyone listening to this, please like hold yourself to a standard that you fucking deserve. And I like to believe that I'm at a pretty high standard. I demand excellence from my partner, and they should demand excellence from me. And if I'm not providing that, they should dip. I commend the person who's able to see their worth and then make sure that worth is being reciprocated in the person that they decide to give their energy to on a day-to-day basis. And I have not found that person yet, not even remotely close. The last person was Chloe. And that scares me because the way we met was such a...
thrilling.
No, it was such a coincidental chain of events. Serendipitous. That was the word I was looking for. That I'm not.
Was it though? Because you guys were both like looking to be actors. She's an actress. You aspiring actor.
Yeah, but
you're kind of on the same wave, like doing the same thing,
sort of,
same
bro.
Mindset.
It was some real Romeo and Juliet type shit, like Montague, sure. Capulet, like star-crossed lovers. Bro, I'm a YouTube star. She's a traditional Hollywood actress. Like on paper, that shit doesn't work. It just doesn't. It just doesn't work.
Love of the game, though. You know, you guys were in the same world.
No, we weren't in the same. Like, sort of the same mindset in the sense of like using. Like,
you were filming a movie together.
She's got a new boyfriend. I actually went on and did the old stalk your ex situation. I'm sure y'all do this.
Oh.
And she was doing great, and I'm really really happy for her. I think with us it was just like a timing thing, and so many relationships are about timing. Like in general, life is about timing. You know, like even the fact that like. I say often, like, I was born in the right generation.
Absolutely.
Like, I happen to like making videos, and this happens to be a generation that likes consuming videos. Like, timing can be attributed to so much of one person's success in pretty much any vertical, relationships, career, personal life.
Were you born in the right generation, though? Because I've been listening to Pink Floyd a lot with you lately, and you've been liking it. You've been digging it a lot, dude. We had a whole night the other night where we shut off all the lights in the house. Uh-huh. Evan brought out a laser show. We'd listen to Pink Floyd and the Doors for
that was
hours
cool.
on end, and I explained cool. to him the...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org.
paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lyrics in the Pink Floyd songs, how they were about anti-establishment and going against the grain and not giving in to the government.
And like being a maverick.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, in a way, Roger Waters, Syd Barrett were the original mavericks, dude. They were running that shit back in 67, 69, all that shit. And Logan likes it, dude. He even used Wish You Were Here in his last vlog.
It started because I was wearing that Pink Floyd shirt.
Yep.
It's my brother's shirt. When I was at Tana's house shooting the video with her, she gave it to me and I liked it. And Evan would make fun of me. He goes,
"You don't even know any songs.
Name one Pink Floyd song." I'd be like, And so Mike's like, "Yo, I got you." Like, got some big you. Bro shit. And yeah. then he ran me through it and showed me all their discography, all their dicks. And the problem was I was so high.
Yeah,
I was so high.
Oh my god! Was
it you listen to Pink Floyd when you're high,
it's incredible.
What do you expect to happen?
Did you cry?
No.
Oh.
We laid on the floor for hours, and I brought him through Dark Side of the Moon, through The Wall, even had him listen to a couple songs off Amagama, which was some wild shit. But
yeah.
I mean. I love Pink Floyd. I was raised on a lot of classic rock, and
same here.
My mom trained me on a lot of the Eagles and Clapton, the Doors, and Pink Floyd. And that shit is like, those albums were masterpieces. We look at albums now, like The Baby or Lil Baby or somebody comes out with a new album, like that shit slaps. These Pink Floyd albums are masterpieces. Every song, how it's placed in the lineage of songs, every second of the song is thought through like some sort of scientific experiment. It's beautiful.
You consume music a lot.
Absolutely. A lot of music.
Comment below. Is there a masterpiece that has been put out in the last decade?
Yes.
Like a true masterpiece?
Absolutely.
What is
Easy,
it?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye West. Incredible album, start to finish. Like we're talking from visual experience with the whole 30-minute music video thing that was made to just the music as it plays out and unfolds. This like spectacle and size of everything that goes into it, it makes it one of the greatest albums of all time, easily.
Yeah, it's definitely a favorite among Kanye fans, for sure. Among music fans. But I just like, I mean,
I just wonder if we're getting to a point where like music is so saturated, people like the 808, the snare drum, and then some fucking lyric that sort of sounds like something. Like, bro, I'm gonna say right now.
It'll change.
Lil Baby, he'll pop up on my Spotify.
Mm-hmm. He just dropped a new album.
Yeah, that's why I think. Because I'm scrolling through and I can't fucking get away from Lil Baby songs.
Here's the deal.
And I'm all for the new artists, but like this one in particular, I have no idea. I have no idea what he's saying. I have none. And his it all sounds the same. His tone is the same. It's all the same. I give him a year.
Here's the deal. Regardless of all the trends going on right now, there's a ton of other music out there that you just probably haven't heard that's incredible.
For sure.
Ton of people putting out great stuff. I think what this weekend showed me, I had some friends in town from back home, just like incredible people that are so culturally deep in understanding and like what they search for and listen to. Just having that, like Mike with the Pink Floyd and the Doors and all that stuff, just absorbing that stuff and then kind of going in that direction. Like when your Spotify suggests new stuff after you've been listening to Pink Floyd for a long time,
just go down the rabbit hole.
Like new stuff.
Yeah, that's how I found most of my shit. Like Tame Impala just dropped a new album recently. That's pretty good. I don't know if I like it as much as Currents, but I mean, I've been eccentric and all over the place my whole life. Like I've listened to a wide variety of musical interests. Everything from 311 to Revolution. We were on that tip last night. Bob Marley. Yeah. Like, what's that?
Eclectic or eccentric?
Both. I would say. Well,
correct me if I'm wrong. Like,
why it's mattering.
when you were in your like heavy drug addiction days, would you just sit there and look at the ceiling and listen to music?
Depending on what part of the days, you know. But that's what decided the music. It's like, does life imitate art or does art imitate life? I mean, during the dealing days when I was selling a lot, it was a lot of Jay-Z, it was a lot of Biggie, a lot of Nas. a lot of Styles P, the Locks, that kind of shit. But during the days when we first started, when it was smoking weed, taking shrooms, acid, we were listening to Pink Floyd. We were listening to The Doors,
Beatles.
I think a lot of people look at Pink Floyd as like the apex of psychedelic rock. Yep. When in reality, the Beatles are right up there too. I Am Waller, Seattle Submarine.
Like, there's a lot of
really, really trippy shit. But I encourage everybody out there to go back and listen to the classics and listen to that shit and really explore different genres as well. You might like Bob Marley. You might not like The Doors. I love Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin's one of my favorite bands. We didn't even scratch the surface on that yet.
Do it on your commutes.
Oh yeah,
That's big. Yeah, even a lot of people listen to this podcast on their commutes. Like, I think that's a good time to learn and like absorb shit. We took a 2 hour drive to the NASCAR race back and forth from the ranch, and we just listened to Pink Floyd and The Doors, and I got into a little bit of Jim Morrison because I remember you telling me about him and his legacy.
I also just love watching you explore different like listening formats. Like you took an excessive amount of edibles the other night. Like you know what I'm saying?
Why am I doing weed so much?
Am I
a drug addict?
Nah.
Tell me now, guys.
Here's what it is. We've been going through, we talked about this, Mike, the creation consumption thing.
Oh yeah, this conversation. I think
you're pumping out a lot. You're doing a lot of creation. You got to find some way to like turn your brain off to like receive something. Consume. So you're not like constantly trying to, you know, hit the gas.
So check us out. You're right. This is a great conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Creation versus consumption.
Yeah.
How much to create? How much to consume? Should there be a balance? If so, why? Is it necessary? I did a writing session with a director by the name of Luc Besson, who you guys may know. I'm actually gonna look up his IMDb here. So this dude is an absolute legend. He's one of the greatest directors of all time. Lucy 2, Anna, Taken, Taxi 5, wow. Valerian,
the scores on
Taken
all of them?
3, Transporter, the first Lucy. No, directed him. Directed and wrote.
Okay, yeah. And what'd you
guys
do?
Just like the epitome of a creator and an artist here in Hollywood. And so we had a writing session, and I asked him, I was like, yo, Where did your creativity come from? We had a couple, 2 to 3 writing sessions, and somehow I got linked with him. And I asked him, I was like, yo, where did your creativity come from? He's a French guy. He said he grew up in the countryside and he was always bored. And so he would create these worlds in his head of these aliens. And if you've seen like The Fifth Element, he directed, if you've seen that, like these just insane fantasy worlds, because he had nothing else to do. And he had, I would assume, some sort of genetic blessing where he was a bit more creative and imaginative than the average person. But I would argue he probably wasn't consuming that much.
What did he have, television and stuff like that? Like,
but how, he lived on a farm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, because remember when we were talking about this the other night, I brought up it's funny because everything that I create now, everything that I am now as a person, is based on what I consume throughout the course of my life. And so for the first, 30 years of my life, all I did was consume music, consume movies, The Sopranos, every TV show, every conversation I had was, every Jeopardy show I watched was me being a sponge and sucking that in. And it is now prevalent and apparent in everything that I create. And now I've gone down the other side of the spectrum. And that's where I think you are too, where you're just putting out. And the reason we had this conversation is because the theater in the house is broken right now. We can't consume. We have no way to consume. And what we do consume is TikToks and mindless content. And I got very worried the other day about what that may do to our ability to create stunning,
bigger, larger,
exact workmanship. Evolved, exactly. And so I guess my biggest takeaway was to encourage people out there to at least pay attention to what you're consuming.
Absolutely.
And make sure you're consuming shit that could in turn give you the ability to create good shit. Because I mean, honestly, like,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Long face and that, Mom, where are we going on TikTok? Like, I don't know what you're going to end up producing as a result of that.
I mean, it depends. Like, I think the people who are, like, watching TikTok in this, like, quote-unquote mindless content, I don't, like, they're young, right? So yeah. I don't know if they need to be constantly inundated with ideas with value or inspiration that has, but why? Because when I was young, I would watch YouTube and Smosh and
when you were really young,
E-Bomb's World, When I was eight, like between 8 and 15, like really young. When I was in my consumption phase, like what is life? What do I want to do? How is the world? And because of that, because of what I saw, I became a content creator because I thought it was cool. I saw the Smosh guys, Anthony and Ian, becoming like these big YouTube people, and I wanted to do that. And so I don't know what I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know if we're talking about kids our age, which is probably the majority of people listening to this podcast, just fucking watch how much TikTok you consume. There's probably better things to be investing your time in. But if you're young, like, it's like you just explore.
I guess I'm talking more like from our perspective at this point, because dude, you literally are go all day. You are not consuming any content other than the quick stuff that you have to, like, if you're looking for content, you're going online, quick stuff.
Yeah, agree. And actually, in this conversation right now, I think that's why I've been smoking as much weed as I have.
Yeah.
And I stopped yesterday because I was like, whoa, this is too much. But I think it's because, and actually, if you go back two podcasts ago, you hear me say, like, it's hard for me to shut my mind off. Like, I've been laying in bed for 2 hours at night, every night like this. Just like trying just to go thinking. To sleep, just inundated with just like thoughts and creativity. And the weed makes me useless, dude. Yep. Dumb, stupid, just like able to, it forces myself to just relax and take a very necessary breath. The problem is, no one told me this. Bro, like weed gives you a hangover.
Absolutely.
It can.
Dude.
It can.
It's like dehydrating as hell. You just wake up and you feel like you're groggy. Made of slugs.
So what's good? I thought this was going to be better alternative than drinking.
How much you consume. Like if you take a lot, you're going to have a bad time.
It's another consumption conversation. I'd love to dive deeper, maybe not in this episode, but into this this like psychedelia world that we, you know, play in sometimes, whether it be with weed or also just like, I know I'm kind of like anti-drugs at this point and kind of have to maintain that platform, but I'm not really anti fungus and anti-marijuana. I think that there's a use case for both those drugs when done properly and under supervision, or you know, when you know, whatever you have to do to get it done the right
people
way.
Ask your parents to watch you smoke the weed.
Well, it's kind of gotten to that point. I mean, it's gotten to a point where mushrooms are now starting to be prescribed to people for PTSD, for end of life, for that kind of stuff, and marijuana has a bunch of medical use cases as well. And I'm a believer in psychoactive's ability to kind of remove you from the stressors or anxieties or depressions of everyday life, and more so to expand your mind to be able to sponge up those things that you may not be interested or you may not be able to achieve on a normal brain.
It just opens your mind more.
Yeah, this is not me encouraging. We've talked about this a little bit before. This is not me encouraging anyone to go do these things, but there's no denying, and Rogan talks about this a lot, obviously, as well, you know,
The benefits
or the psychedelic's ability to expand your mind.
I just am hesitant. So on the opposite note, I'm hesitant with psychedelic drugs or even weed. The little bit that I've just sort of started like playing with, and I'm okay being vocal with it about it. If something is that good, there's usually something that is like equally as bad. Like for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Like
you got to be careful with it. You can't consume too much, and it's definitely not for everybody.
No, facts.
1,000%. Like if you don't feel like you should do it, you don't have to.
It is so easy to get lost in the sauce with some of these drugs. And like until I mean, if you happen to be the person who's wired in the an addictive way, mm-hmm. and you know, you happen to fall in love with doing psychedelics, next thing you know, you're changing your last name and praying to rainbows.
Yeah.
Whenever
or
they come.
Or you become Sid Barrett, just like the greatest. Guy who started for Pink Floyd and just inability to.
What did you say he did, though? He was the writer for Pink Floyd?
Yeah, he was the original. Fuck, I don't want to get quoted on wrong here. I believe he was the original writer, and maybe he was even the original frontman for Pink Floyd, but he used to wake up and put just tabs upon tabs of LSD in his cereal. Every morning, and he eventually.
Do you know what kind of? I'm not so concerned about the LSD, but what kind of cereal he was?
Dude, Lucky Charms.
I know. Charm. I mean, this was back in the early '60s, because when he was writing, it was Pink Floyd. I believe the song was called "Bike." He wrote "Bike." This is like '63, uh-huh. and so I don't even think Lucky Charms was out yet. It was probably Cheerios. Was Cheerios out yet?
That's a good question.
But just dropping blotter, just tabs, bro. Tabs. Every day you'd wake up and just go fucking
Doesn't it get
nuts.
Exhausting?
These guys were just like the guy who owned your ranch. These guys, Timothy Leary, these guys were cosmonauts, dude. They were psychedelic cosmonauts. Yeah. They were exploring the boundaries of. Listen.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they were. If you're using it to write a song and a hit song repeatedly, like, sure, but like, bro, Tim Leary, I don't know how noble that endeavor was.
It's not. I'm not talking about nobility.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, how much acid can you do before you're like, all right, I get it.
You do acid.
You do
bro.
Acid.
About,
that's it.
It leads you into a world that definitely doesn't exist, and you're still living on a farm.
If you can, you know, you remember the movie? What was the one with Bradley Cooper?
Interstellar.
No.
Limitless.
Yeah, Limitless. When he's like at the very end, he's talking to Robert Niro, and he's like, oh, you're about to have a heart attack. Blah, blah, blah. How did you know that? I'm off the drug, but I remembered all the things that I learned on the drug. Like, you could take stuff from that space as long as you're like conscious enough to remember it and put it down.
I'm not talking about nobility. I'm talking about they treated LSD in the late '60s, 1967 through 1969. Haight-Ashbury, uh-huh. San Francisco. They treated acid the same way we treated space travel. Or, going to the moon. How far can we push the boundaries of this drug? And it wasn't about how much can we take. It was about, yo, let's try this concoction. Let's try this serum. Uh-huh. Let's try this. So they were exploring, because let's be honest with each other right now. I mean, there's no other way. And I say this to a lot, too. There's no other way for a human to escape the confines of this reality. Some Andre might say it can be done through intense meditation, which maybe it can. Some will say it can be done through tantra. But in my experience, there is no other way to escape. Up is up, down is down, right is right, left is left, black is white. I smell smells, I see sights. On psychedelics, you see sounds, you hear smells. Like, the confines of normal reality have been distorted. Mm-hmm. And it is, and whether you want to say, you know, you like them or you agree with their use, it's the only way to take this reality and go to another dimension.
Yeah, it's definitely effective.
Like, it's effective.
Yeah, it gets the job done pretty quickly. Like, it's not years of meditation training. It's like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. For most people, it would take forever to learn how to meditate yourself into another dimension. I mean,
Andre, how's it coming with that?
It's coming along.
You get there, but you get there through both means, though. You've mixed the two.
Can we talk about ejaculation? Can we talk about it?
Yeah, why are you asking them? Right. You exploit my life without permission. Get fucking on Andre.
Andre's in front of the camera.
Andre's elevated, all right? So the man sitting
look how tall his chair is.
That camera.
This is...
You know, I don't know how I even start this. All right, we have conversations in the garage. We talk about our girls. Talk about our love life, whatever.
Are you talking about the show?
I just this
I guess this is our garage. Yeah.
Okay.
Meet me in silence for a second. Logan's gonna. you don't have verbionitis.
So we're talking about, I don't know, just everything. And Andre's like, yo, I've been doing this thing where I've been having an orgasm, but I haven't been ejaculating. And we all pause for 5 seconds.
Because it's not that weird to hear Andre say something of that.
We expect Andre to venture into these new territories, these new sexual territories. And so this one, though, seemed a little weird, right? So we go, so all of us collectively were like, I'm sorry. What the fuck did you just say, dude? And he's like, yeah, just like, you know, like retaining my semen.
Well, first and he said...
And then you started saying, this could be unhealthy, right?
Absolutely it can be. We all agreed that this is the most natural human thing. The only reason we technically are on this planet is to do one thing, and that's to reproduce. And so I said, Andre, you are simply stopping the most, because he's all about nature and natural and earth-based or, you know, plant-based, whatever. You are stopping the most natural thing that occurs in human nature.
I argued it's quite literally the only thing that us as men are put on this planet to do is reproduce as a species. Semen retention is the practice of avoiding ejaculation. You can do this by abstaining from sexual activity altogether, of course, or you can learn how to orgasm without ejaculating. Oh my God. Although it may sound like some new wild fad, the practice is probably as old as humankind. So, look, I commend you for experimenting with this.
Commend.
But we started doing some research.
Commend. 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 Holy
shit. No more commend.
Wow.
So we started doing some research. It's called ejaculation. And Mike was saying, yo, this can't be good for your prostate and...
just everything.
I looked up ejaculation and people also ask, is it healthy to eat sperm? Oh, by the way, ladies, men who... eat sperm? For the most part, yes.
Oh.
The components that make up semen are safe to ingest. Anyways, what is ejaculation? So, to eject from a living body specifically, to eject semen and orgasm, to utterly, suddenly, and vehemently. The point is,
wow.
We found out this could be bad for your fertility.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially. Now, this was on a couple forums. These people could be wrong, but...
We got into a conversation with Andre where he said... I believe that ejaculating could potentially do what for me? What was it? Allow him to clear thoughts or to bottle up and be
save
more
all productive. That masculine energy.
Masculine energy, right? Oh. And so Logan said, so you believe that it might do this, but we have doctors saying they believe that it might seriously hurt your ability to reproduce in the future. And Logan said, I know which one of those I'm going to pick.
Retrograde ejaculation isn't harmful. It's also called that retrograde ejaculation. However, potential complications include inability to get a woman pregnant, male infertility. So I'm like, yo.
That's a big
That's
headline.
Noble. That's way noble. But also, I don't want to take that risk, even if it is on a couple forums, and even if the percentage, which we also looked up, is like 0.3% of being infertile. For like, I know the one's great. I know the one's great. It's what I'm here to do. And it feels good. Now,
and it's so natural.
By the way,
my question is
give
this.
Me a thumbs up.
I want to like tune in on this, but.
I mean, you can. Talk to us.
David!
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I need Andre in here.
Yo, my question about this is when they say... inability to get a woman pregnant, like, of course not. You're not coming inside of her.
No, they mean later when you actually start.
Male infertility.
No, but
I think it builds up and it goes into your, like, you throw up your ejaculate.
You sneeze it out? Yes. When you sneeze, it comes out your nose.
That would be like super tragic.
Which, by the way, that happens quite frequently during.
Yo, what's your fucking problem? To explain this shit.
Is Danny filming right now?
Yeah, it's fine. Let's just get it done.
It's incredible.
No, I mean, you look into Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, and like Eastern philosophy, and there's actually a lot of benefits from holding what I think is your creative life force energy. Like most people in the West and whatnot, just just let their load loose on anything.
What do you mean creative life force energy? Are you talking about semen?
Yeah, yeah.
So before you were able to produce semen and you were a five-year-old playing in the woods with your friends pretending like you were in battle and you couldn't produce semen, like what is your creative life force energy?
Well, I mean, I think you're at a different stage of your life, but when you're older... like,
Jesus Christ, God Brad!
Almighty, what are you trying to do? Blow out the speakers in my brain?
I could hear Andre inside of my soul. Yeah. Right there.
Exactly where I want it.
Because he has so
Why
much
do you
life
believe
force.
Semen is your creative life force energy?
When you come, how do you feel after?
Like shit. Dude.
Post not clarity.
Like, post not clarity. I could write the new. I could write the scriptures after. I stand in the mirror and I look at myself and I say, I could produce any exponent right now. Give me 64 to 7,000 power instantaneously. I am clear-headed. You know I'm everything. Focused. Clear heart. Large eyes. What is
Can't
it?
Lose.
Can't lose.
Yeah, exactly. So there's definitely that. Some people feel really tired. I don't think there's any right or wrong here, and it's powerful to experiment. But, I mean, if you guys have looked into, like, the no-fat movement, like, just not masturbating and, like, trying to hold in that life force energy, it's one of the hardest things to actually do. But I feel like if
for
you
sure.
harness that,
for sure,
I feel like a lot of mental clarity and creative energy, like, frees up within yourself. And I just know, like, so many dudes struggle with masturbation.
In what way?
Just, like... addicted to masturbation and porn is like a huge problem, I feel like, in the younger demographic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just figuring out how you can free it, that
do you think
up.
All right, so post nut clarity. Do you think that comes from the actual release?
Yeah,
not sure. Not the orgasm.
No, yeah, I think it's
are we
the
sure
release. Yeah.
Okay. But he also has no idea. Like you're saying, you said, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. But
no,
he also has no fucking
No, for sure.
Like,
no,
keep that
I've
in
done
mind.
Because I've done both.
Yeah, but it's also subjective. It's just you. It's you telling
have
us.
Have you ever done it?
Bro.
No, you haven't.
I'm going to be honest with you. I will never ejaculate. Ever. You couldn't fucking pay me to. Here's what I will do. Here's what you can tell me to do. Don't have sex. I would abstain. But if I am going to come. And you somehow convinced me to hold my nut in. You sick fuck. You sick fuck. That, bro, I am not so sure my head won't pop off. Are you crazy? Do you see that vein in your forehead? That's filled with nut right now. It is filled with all of your ejaculated fucking nut, dude.
And it's going right here, and I'm using it for creative stuff.
And by the way, you're doing great right now.
You are.
You're doing phenomenal. So, shut the fuck.
No fucking way.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's a weird one. God. That's a weird call to get at this hour.
Yikes. Who was it?
Woo.
It's his mom.
Ah, that is weird.
The first girl, can I give some?
Yeah, sure.
The first girl Logan ever
ejaculated
loved. The first girl Logan ever loved while he was in Los Angeles, and she broke his heart into a million fucking pieces.
Say I loved her. We were at a brunch in New York while I was sitting while I was filming a movie there, and I looked at her and I knew it, but I didn't say it because I knew it was just a moment. So I wasn't in love with her, but I definitely loved her. Anyways, it's weird that I got that call and I haven't spoken to her in years.
And then she banged all of his friends.
How much do you love her now?
I feel like she still has a small part, a piece of your heart. Is that potential?
Not even.
Oh, really?
Not okay. even remotely okay. true. Dude, the kid I was when I was 19.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know that kid.
That kid sucks.
That kid, he wasn't as bad as 22, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because 22 was like, I had some power, right? I had some ammunition. So, all right, real quick, Andre. Mm. How has it been going for you? And is it have you had to practice?
Yeah.
Where do you even start with that?
Well, like I stopped masturbating like 8 months ago. Just like holding the energy in, and then obviously got into a relationship, and it's like you start having sex, and eventually like just learning like communicating with your partner of like how you can actually press on this area in between your ball sack and your ass.
It's called the gooch.
Perineum.
The gooch.
You can press on that right when you're about to come, and you can squeeze and like try to keep it in. But you can still have an orgasm, so it's still pleasurable, but it's hard.
Wait, are you like this? So you're fucking and you're about to nut and you're like this? Like, or is it from the behind?
Or does she do it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sometimes both.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Because when you say this, Andre, this is what I picture.
You have to be standing.
I picture you about to
I got it.
Just unleash. And then this is you.
This is your forehead veins.
I'm not gonna lie, it's not too far from the truth.
That does not look healthy.
Like here, press into my face, Danny. No. All right, ready? Andre's about to. This is him.
Oh god.
And then what does Blue think of that?
It's not like that.
That does not look enjoyable.
No, it's enjoyable. It's not like that.
My head hurts.
You look horrible.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Dude, honestly, every part of me just... That's so bad. It's so bad, dude.
Well, but, I mean, we're kind of coming from two different worlds.
That's true.
You know?
And by the way,
we're coming from Earth, Andre. Maybe you should visit sometime.
Oh, what if it's like, yeah, we understand that coming is like what it means to be human, but what if Andre's not trying to be human?
That's possible.
What if he's trying to be... Danny. More than human.
Oh, no.
A snag?
Are you a snag, bro?
No.
Yeah, you might be, bro.
Maybe. Spiritual new age guy?
Sensitive.
Yeah.
Like if someone hits you in the chest, would you say ow?
Yeah, probably say
wait,
ow.
Wait, I do too.
I would too, given this fucking nipple piercing that I got.
That's a snag if I've ever seen one.
Punch into that, Danny. I lost a bet. If y'all have been seeing the vlogs, we've been doing some crazy shit.
Facts.
And the thing with vlogs is, and every vlogger and content creator can relate. Andre, by the way, I appreciate your input.
Yeah. You want to have back?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yo.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks, Andre.
Wait, but can you keep having sex right away after that? Or do you stay hard?
I just try to finish the deal.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. Like
finish her off?
No, make sure.
Wait, can she
finishes first? Right. Make sure you do your duties. Yes,
nice.
Yes. I've heard you talk about that. And then once you can still have an orgasm, you come, hold it in, and then you just move on with your life. It's a learning process.
Imagine there's like
in pints. The next time you come, how many pints will there be?
Oh, sometimes you gotta like release though. That's what I found. Like after like a couple months of like really holding it in.
Poor Blue.
But why poor her?
Well, because who knows where that shit's going to go.
She comes out of the room just covered in a bottle.
She comes out. Yo, y'all see that new Skittles commercial? This is Blue after Andre's months and months of ejaculation.
No.
She comes out of the room just like, Andre, what have you done to me?
Damn.
Wait, can you play this one?
That's not a Skittles commercial.
Creepy ice cream commercial ad.
But I just saw a Skittles one or something. It was something. I'm not a scientist. Weird. I don't want to play this commercial.
Dude, have you seen it before?
Yeah, I don't want to play it.
Okay. Thanks, Andre.
But yeah, thank you, Andre.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Yo, so really quickly, I was
still talking about my nipple.
No, you weren't. Oh, you are?
Nah, yeah, I was.
This portion. I apologize to all the fans out there that I may have interrupted him. I didn't mean it. This portion of the show has been a disaster. I am sorry. Go back to your nipple. I am... You let me know when you're done.
No, for every vlogger and creator that can relate to this, like you need, especially if you're on a schedule, you need content. So it's Sunday. I'm like, ugh, what can I do? I guess pierce my nipple. It hurts. Yeah, it hurts real bad. But the real problem is I did it, and now I kind of like it.
Oh no!
What? Like I looked at it, and
I was hoping that wasn't gonna be the case,
bro. I may keep this.
You've changed a lot from Ohio,
dude. Look
now
at my
you
nails,
dye your
bro.
Hair, you paint your nails.
I don't paint my nails. I was painting.
Oh, you paint now?
And paint is on my nails. Yeah, if you guys saw my artwork, make love not art. Anyways, yeah, dude, I just I have to be very careful and mindful that I'm not falling in the trap that I fell into last time where it's like anything goes.
You're getting there. Are you running out of ideas?
I'm not running out of ideas. Sometimes I run out of time for my ideas.
Oh.
I have a phone full of ideas, but if you're
you
in a meeting
have,
or an email,
time for all
hey, who knows? I'm at the ranch. Like I can't shoot. I can't upload.
Read this text from my mom, 4:23 a.m.
No way. Okay, hold on.
Read it.
Logan is getting weird again. Keep an eye on him.
Oh, God. At 4:20. But no. That's 7 a.m. That's 7 a.m. her
7
time.
7 a.m. their time.
That's fair. Her first thought of the day was that Logan's getting weird
she
again.
She goes, Logan's getting weird again. Keep an eye. I think
Uh-oh. You're going down a weird road. It was all the paint huffing, though, I guarantee
you. Yeah, you huffed a lot of paint.
Hold on a second. Robin, I'm going to challenge you here. What is getting weird to you?
I didn't ask.
The nipple piercing? All right. But before that,
I think it was the colorblind Skittles vlog that got her.
Was it me painting and like expressing my art in a different way? Like,
no.
Easy, Robin. Was it me making a diss track? And also, when was I weird in the first place? I was maybe cringe, but when was I like a weird fucking
dude?
Like,
literally forever.
Wait,
like your entire life. Wait, there's not. You're like,
no, come on.
If you're like, you're a weird guy, we know this.
Yeah, you are. You are. Yeah.
You have to accept that. Look, literally look at everything around you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not right. Outward facing.
Not like, whoa, I don't want to like be around that guy. But
what was your response? Can you ask her what the consequences of that are?
I said, he's a weird one for sure. That's because I also don't know what she's talking about, to be honest. Well, I just
can
said
you clarify?
It.
It's I'm going to send her a voice memo.
Yeah. Right. Why don't you call her? Call her.
That's a good idea.
She might not answer the she might.
She's in Mike's phone as Mom Malak.
Logan, you got to make sure Mike doesn't do porn.
No porn.
And then you make him do all the porn.
But Lana makes him perform on his OnlyFans.
What?
Let's go, Mom Malak.
Mike, I hope you're getting a cut.
Hey, Robin.
Hey.
Tell her she's on the show.
Hi, Logan.
Hi, Robin. So, how are you? The camera's facing your kitchen. There she is. Robin, so we're on Impulsive right now.
Okay.
And, you know, I heard you thought I was getting weird again, and I just wanted to know what you meant by that.
Did you really get everything pierced?
Not everything. wait. Just my nipple. But, and by the way, I said I hear you on that one. I hear you on that one.
Oh, so she was right. Then.
But what else? What else have I done that is triggering the red flags for you?
No. I saw the piercing, and that's why the red flag went up. And I said, Mikey, you better keep Logan in check because he's going off to... What are you doing, Logan?
What are you doing? Porn.
I don't know, Robin. I don't know.
I know. So I'm trying to keep you safe till you find out.
What? I appreciate you, Robin. I appreciate you looking out for me because my parents don't.
Before she goes, can you tell her what I'm not allowed to do? Can she tell me what I'm not allowed to do on air?
You know that.
Say again?
You're part of the family now, whether you like it or not.
I do like it. I'm in a group chat with Abby, her husband Jack, Mike, and by the way, I'll have you know, and I'm sure you know, Mike has completely gone MIA. We do not hear from him anymore ever since he's got that new girlfriend.
I told him that's not right either.
Wait, that's not true at all. He's such a liar. All I do is hang out with him.
I'm not a liar. I even told him that he should call Riley and say hello because they were all best friends.
Oh, okay, well, this has ventured into a very real place.
All right, we're gonna go back to the podcast, Robin. I'll talk to you later, all right?
Goodbye,
Mom. Love you.
Stay normal, Logan. Stay normal.
All right.
Stay normal.
Bye, Robin.
Bye, Robin. Bye.
Be a maverick, do it the same.
So I love your mom.
She's amazing.
She's so sweet.
Damn,
she's amazing. But I am weird. I've always said this. And bro, fuck being normal.
Yeah, facts.
No. It's so whack.
You're barely weird. You scratch the surface. We know some weird people. Matt, come on.
Dude,
he's a fucking high school wrestler, the whitest kid of all fucking time.
Are you kidding me? I'm just saying, like, everything that happens, like randomly bursting into singing all the time, you know, running down the street. Like some people are running down the street in the like giant antelope feet thing. Like someone somewhere might be like, that guy's kind of weird.
How much is for content?
50% probably, 50%. But like, bro, the painting wasn't for content.
We would not get along if you weren't weird. Because
I'm not saying I'm not weird.
Right.
But there's like levels to the shit, right? There's weird like the dudes who we had to get a restraining order against because they stand outside our house and tell us they're Lucifer weird.
Oh my God.
And when I'm there, you let me know. You let me know.
That guy sucks.
But I don't believe I'm there yet.
I mean, do you think, I mean, Andre might be even a level up from us with the ejaculation.
We're all different. But it's not weird. It may be just like,
embrace
strange personality.
He had some advice. I don't remember exactly what it was for Lana the other day. And I go, Lana, Andre says you should do this. She go, or I didn't say Andre. I said, Lana, someone at the house said this. And she goes, was it Omar that said that? You can't listen to Omar. He ejaculates.
Oh, no. Your credibility, Andre, it's starting to wither. It's starting to... Oh, no.
What are you trying to say?
Shit.
What are you trying to say?
You're saying you don't value Lana's
opinion? You don't value Lana's opinion? She just bought a Lamborghini. What did your metaphorical super wife buy recently? Why don't you relax there, champ? Rip that vein out of your forehead.
Fang at the Lamborghini dealership says he's never sold a Lamborghini to a woman that young. He says she's the biggest baller that age. She's 23.
She's crushing.
Bought a Lamborghini.
She crushes it, bro. Sweetest girl. By the way, well connected to the earth. Nice girl. No reason to talk shit about her fucking Andre. What, do you got a problem with sex workers or just women? Asshole.
Guys, I did something this weekend.
I have to pee. Oh.
I don't know if it's time.
Okay, let me address this. This dude has been peeing so frequently that it's getting on my nerves. And I noticed it about 2 weeks ago. He kept telling me I had to pee every 30 minutes. We're about to go on a car ride. We have to take a break at a gas station. And I showed him in my notes a note I wrote 6 months ago. And it says, my new pet peeve, people who have to pee too often. It is so annoying.
You have a massive bladder.
I'm not comparing it to me. It's just literally anyone.
Yeah.
He's peeing probably two times per hour now.
More water or is his bladder going?
What? Six times at the NASCAR event. We were there for 2-3 hours.
So he can't hold in. He's getting old.
Is that it? Does he need to get his prostate checked out? And by the way, I'm going to vlog it if so.
He should get something checked out because, Mike, if that bladder's starting to go like that, you got to get that fixed.
You know, I have been peeing a lot, but I that one right there was so clear. If you've noticed, see your guys' waters. I drink a decent chunk clip of water, but not as much as you. And I think lately I've been drinking more, so my bladder's readjusting to it. Plus, I'm an old man.
I'm not. So even the amount of time you were just gone does not warrant like you could have held that. That was like a 15 to 20 second.
No, squeezed it out. I could do, you know, like a regular water gun. That's how you pee. Yeah. I have a super soaker. Shoots out a whole bladder of ejaculate.
I think your bladder's shrinking. What did you do this weekend, huh?
I don't know. We were going to do this whole like sober 2020 thing, and then I was all about it, and I drank beer with my friends.
You son of a bitch.
I did it. And I went through like this whole philosophical thing about like why I was going to do it, because who am I to not have some fun with my friends that are visiting?
Who are you?
Like, is my life... I was grumpy. I realized not enjoying the small little things in life, like having a beer with my friends on a mountaintop. Like, how could I not do that?
I commend you. Sober 2020 is a great vision.
Yeah.
But yo, the execution.
I'm 24.
Yeah.
And you're 24 too. You got a decade on us, bro. And well, by the way, it's good for your life path. We're young, bro. I feel, beer on a mountaintop. Yeah. And you probably should have went harder if I'm being like, I'm totally trying to call you a pussy.
Like, I totally should have. But I was like, you know, it's just one of those small things. I didn't have to get like absolutely hammered to enjoy the time. It was still awesome with, you know, the people, but like, I don't know, just that one beer. It was so rewarding. It tasted so good.
Bro, if you're having one, I had that reaction jokingly that I was upset.
I know you're not upset.
Well, with you, a little bit more, because me and you've had conversations where you've told me that you specifically want. But honestly, I've been so clear about this. I don't want anyone to fucking specifically to do what I'm doing. I'm not trying to push that shit on anybody. I love IPAs. I love sitting down with a nice burger and a nice California Lagunitas IPA. Incredible.
I'm gonna get crucified by my Ohio fan for saying this, and you guys know this. I cannot wrap my head around the idea of drinking a beer.
God dang it. I
hate it about myself. I like that I don't drink beer because like for like health reasons, but just for the fact that like, you know, I grew up like chopping wood, wearing plaid and camo, and I don't like drinking beer.
And you like martinis and...
Well, and
espresso
martinis. And even more so, you were born, I'm assuming you still have, with a penis.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you don't like beer is fucking shocking to me. This has been one of our fucking combative, conflicting points since the day I met you. Like, yo, you want to go get a cold one? You're like, yeah, I'll get a cold one. Cold dirty martini, straight up.
Hold on.
Extra dirty.
Hold on a second. Where did this martini narrative come from?
I don't know. You just like some foo-foo stuff. You got your hair dyed and your nipple pierced, man.
No, no. And my nails painted. Wait, I'm not drinking martinis. Espresso martini. I will double down and say that is the most important drink on the planet.
Saved your life.
The most important drink on the planet is the espresso martini.
Okay.
Order that at the end of your dinner before you go to the club. You're going to be wired.
Way up.
Ready to go. Way up. For hours. And then when
this
you start
is when
to crash,
dinner's at like 11 p.m.
Here in LA, New York. Yeah. Yeah, or anywhere in Europe, Florence, by the way. Anywhere Florence. In Europe, by the way.
Florence, I'm like, can I make reservations for dinner tonight? They're like, yes, our earliest seating is at 12:30 a.m. I'm like, what the fuck you say? How's that possible? How's that possible?
I don't know how they do it over there. It's crazy. I have no idea. Every time I go over there, again, just like Vegas and Miami, a part of my life is taken from me.
Here's how it is. And you're talking Italy?
Italy.
Italy especially.
The dolce fare niente. The sweetness of doing nothing in the afternoon. It's just like a break time. Like, dude, if we did that here, which we kind of do that, but
sometimes.
Like the 9-to-5 job does not allow for people to just like ease off during the middle of the day when it's like the hottest and you're the tiredest and you just like, you need a break. And then you go back to work afterwards. And then it gets to be 8 o'clock when you get off and you get home and then you got this and you got the kids and the dog. And then you got to go get in the car to go to the restaurant. And then by the time you get there, it's 11 p.m.
And dinner
what did you call it?
The dolce fare niente, the sweetness of doing nothing.
They do that in France too. The lunches, like the school lunches in France, siesta. Are two hours long.
Every like Latin speaking culture, Latin based language speaking culture tends to have some sort of break during the middle of the day.
The day and the dinners too are like three
romantic
hours.
Language. That's what there you called. Go. Sorry,
and the dinners are like 3 hours.
Yeah,
because it's all the different courses and you sit and you talk and you have your wine and stuff. And so if the dinner starts at 12 or 11 or whatever, you're like, fucking hey, we're actually looking at another vacation right now or a vacation. This would be a real vacation, real vacation. Not going to shoot content. I want to go to Bora Bora really badly. And I want to go with Lana as a romantic vacation. But in all honesty, I can't imagine the thought of leaving behind Logan.
I can't
imagine it. It makes me sad to imagine it.
Yeah, it makes me feel bad because here I am again, no wife yet, and I'm a third wheel. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. They're entertaining, and I want to give them their space, but also I can't.
But that's what, like, that'd be prime time to go off into the Bora Bora jungles and find a sweet
malaria
sweet woman.
You're right. Yo, Mike, you won't believe it. This mosquito has malaria, and by the way. Coronavirus.
Yeah, we doing this or what, boys?
I don't know anything about it.
Well, let's put. I got the stats on my phone. It's happening. I don't want to fuck the fear mongering. Let's if you want to. Let's talk.
It's just turning out to be It's turning out to be a thing, dude. What does that say?
Coronavirus global death toll surpasses 3,000 as cases soar. At least 89,000 global cases have been reported. My guess is it's underreported. Overall death toll stands at 3,000. WHO, the World Health Organization, warns the risk of global spread is very high. Death toll in Iran is really going up. So we've got some countries that are under major assault. Iran is one of them. It's getting very bad in Italy right now. It's getting pretty bad in cases in South Korea exceed 4,000.
So I had a question. I think I may have asked this on the podcast before because, I, you know, you walk around in the airport anywhere in public and you see people wearing the face masks. How effective are these millimeter paper thin face masks in preventing a life threatening illness? Surgeon General urges the public to stop buying face masks. The Surgeon General on Saturday warned that masks were not effective in preventing the general public from contracting the coronavirus.
Are you scared?
This is the New York Times.
Can you mark that? Yeah. Just for the emails. Are you scared at all? I mean, is there any worry in your?
I know I should be.
I don't know.
No, I know we should be, right? Because there's cases here in LA. A case just broke out in Cleveland, Ohio. Apparently, it became interspecies.
Now
like a dog gave it to the human and a human gave it whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's personal. And I know I should be, but for some reason, when I am at the NASCAR event or some party here in LA, not only do I not give a shit about it, No one gives a shit about it.
Let's look at the numbers. The numbers are low. Okay. Yeah. Even in comparison to SARS from the recent one. And then more so when you look back at something as serious as the pandemic, the Spanish flu of 1918, 1919. I don't remember exactly how that started, but God forbid we go back to that. I don't know if people know this, but during the Spanish flu of 1919, I believe the year was 3-5% of the global population died.
Jeez.
3-5% of the global population died.
50 million people.
Between 50 and 100 million people. I've seen estimates as high as 100 million.
What about World War II? I mean, that was a plague.
You talking about like actual war? Bro, there's nothing like a viral infection.
No, this is the biggest this is the biggest. Infected an estimated 500 million people, about one third.
I'm gonna look up the bubonic plague. Was it
the Black Death?
30 to 60% of Europe's population.
Yo, so here's the difference between.
But it was about the same in terms of actual numbers of infected.
Oh my god.
Here's the difference between then and now.
Madison.
The internet. Like you did not know about the bubonic. I'm telling you.
You got coronavirus, go on Google.
No, but think about it. We know way ahead of time that there's something going
on. It's not that, Mac. It's medicine.
Medicine helps. Don't get me wrong.
You're but right. The last about time I broke my leg, I bandaged it up with some Yahoo.
That's great. I'm glad you were able to extract those ones and zeros and pull them out. But
go ahead, I'm kidding with you.
I mean, just knowing about it is half the battle. Like, information. You are well aware, like, oh, I shouldn't go to Wuhan right
but
now.
But what are we doing? Okay, yes, yes. I'll take that minor precaution, and I will, at this point in time, not go to China. Not only because of the coronavirus, because I'm not alive.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
But dude, if it's the 1500s and you have to get word to me by newspaper, like, bro, I don't read the newspaper.
Sure, but like, okay, so we all know the coronavirus is actually, like, seriously affecting a handful of people, at least enough to raise a red flag.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything at home? Or are you like me and my friends, where maybe we're just too lazy or ignorant or sheltered where we are? Like, I envy the person who is taking extreme precautionary measures and will not get the coronavirus because of it.
Yeah.
Like that motherfucker who has a hand sanitizer goes,
George.
God doesn't do it.
Huh?
That is antibacterial, and the coronavirus.
Well, and it's not going to be on your hands. It's respiratory spray, and the biggest fear right now is something called community spread. And so at first, it's just as of 3 days ago, CDC saying community spread. Before that, they were like, "Yo, don't travel to affected areas. Mm-hmm. Don't be around infected people." Now, what's happening is you're having people saying, "I have no idea how I got this. I was not near anyone that was sick. I haven't traveled to Wuhan. I haven't been to Iran. Mm. And I have the coronavirus." People don't know how they're getting it. They're just getting it.
That's bad.
And no, well, that's the biggest thing when WHO and CDC gets involved in saying, yo, this community spread, it's starting to community spread.
All right, listen, I'm just going to wrap it up. Like, hopefully we can get this under control. Hopefully we have some sort of cure, some vaccine. For the coronavirus
quarantine,
it's not something. Me and my comrades are interested in contracting.
I just like talk. I mean, I'm not fucking scared. Like, there's been some internet personalities been pushing this fear narrative.
Nah,
I mean, chill the fuck out. But also wash your hands and don't get coughed on.
Stay away from people. That'll help.
If possible.
We do a lot of that here. This is a bubble. That's going out and like having an Airbnb, going to Topanga, exploring this weekend. Just told me. And showed me how much more there is to the world. This place is beautiful. It has everything, but very much the Hotel California vibes.
Where here?
Yeah.
Like in Encino?
Like you're trapped.
You can have whatever you like, but you can never leave. Like, it's kind of like what it's like. We all love to create. We all love to do fun things.
He's talking about the Eagles song, by the way, people that don't know. Hotel California.
We don't really get out that much. Like, it's kind of a lot of like hanging out here and then going to lately. There's a lot of culture going on last week, especially going to like that NASCAR race and whatnot. But
no, you're
definitely,
right.
Definitely
you're
staying right. around here a lot. And then if we leave here, we're going to like a dinner at some place where you guys know the owners and then go to a club where we stand there and not talk to anyone or do talk to people. But like, you know,
I agree with you completely. We have been spending a lot of time hunkered down making content. Even if you look at the content, it's the same cast and characters, which is great. Yeah. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but you know, to your point, I think a lot of it has to do with our work ethic.
Uh-huh.
Not drinking, not wanting to party, not really wanting to spend time with people unless there's some sort of symbiotic value there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in this city that, hey, maybe they find value in these random meetups. Yo, let's get coffee. Hey, you want to meet up for coffee for 15 minutes, talk about this thing? And so that let's meet up for coffee for 15 minutes and talk about this thing I'm working on.
Yeah.
Has been a general rite of passage for decades, right?
Yeah.
If you hit up me or Logan or other people on this camp and say, "Hey man, you want to meet up for coffee and talk about this thing I'm working on?" Where's the deck?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get looked at by our entire crew. Mm-hmm. We're going to scour over that shit before we walk out of this house. And if we meet you,
You better not have coronavirus.
It's a blat. It's the main thing. It's the main. If you have coronavirus, we meet you for coffee. I'm gonna be pissed, bro.
Yeah, but there's a lot to see. There's a lot more that we could be doing. I really recommend like getting Airbnbs and we just go and.
I mean,
like,
you didn't go on a Gravitron city this week. We did.
I didn't. So. I didn't. But I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. And there's so much in LA that's not so sucking.
I regret that.
You do?
Yeah. I think I'm throwing in my hat for coasters, dude.
Well, that wasn't a coaster.
Ooh.
Huh?
Now you can
move forward, but I don't regret that. No, I've gone on a plethora of coasters now in my adult days, and every time. And motion sickness runs in my family, not in like the car, but like my mom doesn't like roller coasters, and I used to love them. Man, I'm getting old. I'm about to turn 25 soon. What the fuck is happening? Aries gang skirt. What's good?
You got it.
I got booty called by 4 girls on Saturday.
Oh, you don't want to pull it up?
Nope.
Show you going around circles. You got booty called by 4 girls?
4. I full transparency. I have not.
You haven't had sex in a month.
In a while. Which is good because I've been so focused, but it's also not in a non-pretentious, non-douchey way. It is a very like foreign thing for me to be focused on myself and my work as much as I am. And I noticed on the weekends, especially when you are focused, when you're not trying to fuck is when everyone else is.
Mm. Because they were working on it.
We've talked about this on the show. Even when you're in a relationship, suddenly every girl wants to have sex with you. And when you're single, no one does.
facts.
It's you're probably experiencing that like crazy right now. So, yeah, it's just this weird phenomenon I've yet to wrap my head around. And
I mean, you got some... Whoops, my bad. Sorry, I have coronavirus.
Mike, how do we know that we don't? You've been coughing a lot.
I have a really bad cough right now. I think it's the fever. That throws it, but I mean,
fever.
If you have a fever, then start a fever and a cough. Start worrying. But you. I mean, at what point did you just start ejaculating? You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god! Great call. Well, thanks for watching this episode of Impulsive, guys. We like that you listen to it.
I'm looking for a cure for verbiositis. If anyone knows of it, please tell me. And also. Stop shaming me for my medical condition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up, guys. Tell your friends about the show and go subscribe to Impulsive Clips if you don't have the time to watch a full episode. Impulsive Clips is popping. You can see us in little tidbits. We love you. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.